You know, stepping outside our comfort zones to do new things, scary things, and silly things often takes an insane amount of courage. Sometimes people don't understand why we have certain things on our bucket list, but there is a group of individuals who understand us above all else and often are some of the most special people in our lives. And for our team, that's our family.
That's right. Our parents and guardians are often the ones that encourage us to add things on our bucket list, to complete them, and encourage us every step of the way to the good and the bad.
This year has put into perspective how grateful we are for our family, whatever that looks like for us. They care for us, support us, and we are richly blessed to call them ours. FFA members and guests, please join us in welcoming our family.
Growth.
Warmth.
Encouragement.
Support.
Strength.
Love.
Without growth, we cannot become all that we are meant to be. Family is a place where we are surrounded by people who challenge us, who believe in us, and who love us, whether we grow through failure or through success.
In a world that can feel so cold, family brings us warmth. From warm hugs to the warmest words, the love that a family gives fuels the fire that is within us all.
Family brings encouragement in a life full of challenges. Families make us feel capable and keep us motivated to take on the world.
Family often has the best solutions for everything due to the unwavering support we receive from those who love us unconditionally.
Our families shape us for 18 dedicated years, and leaving for the first time can feel daunting. It doesn't have to be, though, because whether we knew it or not, they were empowering us to stand on our own two feet all along.
Family teaches us that love always protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always perseveres. Family teaches us that love never fails.
While family means something different to each of us, there's one thing that remains true. Family is meaningful. No matter what it looks like or feels like, the way that our families have loved us this year and all the years before has made us each who we are. Whatever we've poured out this year, they poured into us first. They inspired us first, and they loved us first. For this, we are deeply grateful.
Peyton, while I might have originally had a hard time being known as your younger brother, I now realize what an honor that is. I feel so fortunate to have grown up watching you accomplish one thing after the other. I have no doubt that your influence kept me motivated, and I'm confident that I wouldn't be on this stage without you. Paige, it has been such a joy growing up alongside someone as driven, hardworking, and humble as you. I'll never forget the long nights in the barn with you and Peyton, and while we might have done our fair share of fighting there, I know we grew closer in those moments. Thank you for pushing me to be better and never shying away from a challenge. I'm so proud of you. Mom, you're the greatest example of what grit looks like. Thank you for always being on my side and in my corner and doing whatever it takes to make our dreams come true. You've taught me so much about what it means to work hard and always put your best foot forward. You're the epitome of strength, and if I can be half the person you are one day, I'll be just fine. Dad, thank you for showing me what it looks like to build a life worth being proud of. There's nobody who works harder than you, and I'm so thankful I have you as a role model. You'd do anything for anyone at the drop of a hat, and you've taught me that above all else in life, it's most important to just be a good person. Thank you for showing me the value in a man's word, a firm handshake, and a long day's work. Most importantly, thank you for always providing encouragement, no matter what challenges I face. Ladies and gentlemen, it is an honor to introduce you to my parents, Corey and Amy Dahmer, and bestow upon them their honorary American FFA degree.
I'll be a heart mender, a prayer sender, a hoper and believer, when it's all up in the air. A strong and steady shoulder, I'll be a secret holder, anytime, anything. I'll be there.
Martha, I am certain I would not be here but for your influence. Thank you for pushing me to grow, for proofreading nearly every speech, blog, and paper I've written, and for supporting my dreams even as they diverged from yours. Brian, I'm grateful for our deep life chats, whether they're about relationships or agronomy. Thanks for letting me be a little sister to you. Seth, Paul, and Ben, Each of you have influenced me in a different way, but you've all shaped who I am. From podcasts that make me think more deeply about the world, to conversations on trips to the airport or while replacing a clutch in the shop, to the small traditions like putting up the Christmas tree together. Thank you for teaching me to value people and honor my faith. The three of you are why I know what a good man looks like. Shauna, Trisha, and Kate, I love you like sisters because that's what you've become to me. Thank you for loving my brothers the way that you do. Mom, if resilience was a person, it would be you. It takes grit to raise the five of us Hoffman kids, but you did it with grace and steadfast love. Thank you for living out what it means to seek justice, love mercy, and walk humbly. From making business deals in the cattle pasture to making dinner in the kitchen, you've taught me to get to work and do that work well. I admire you more and more each day. Dad, as the years go by, I find myself missing you more even as I grow used to a life without you in it. I can't say for sure, but I'm pretty confident that most of my fire comes from you. I'm learning how difficult it can be to stand alone, but I know from your life that it usually pays off. I think of my life as an extension of yours. I hope it's one you'd be proud of. National FFA, it is my distinct honor to introduce to you my parents, Winifred and the late Kenneth Hoffman, as I bestow upon them their honorary American FFA degrees.
I'll be a heart mender, a prayer sender, a hoper and believer when it's all up in the air. A strong and steady shoulder, I'll be a secret holder.
Brendan, for my entire life, I've sought to be as loved, kind, and as talented as you are. Growing up with a real-life Superman just down the hall has inspired me to be super in all of my endeavors, too. I know you call me the GOAT, but I know no one more worthy of that title than you. Thank you for being the greatest brother, friend, and role model of all time. Mom and Dad, your resilience inspires me. Your sacrifices to give me and Brendan a better life and a chance at the American dream are not in vain, and I strive to make you both proud every single day. Dad, from the tennis court to the dance floor, you'll always be my favorite partner of them all. Growing up, I could always count on seeing your face at every volleyball game, tennis match, or speech contest I had, and your consistent support has made me who I am today. You taught me the importance of believing in myself through your unwavering belief in me. I both love and appreciate how much you challenge me to be better, both intellectually and physically, as you run me ragged on the tennis court. I can never thank you enough for being my biggest fan and the world's best dad. Mom, you are strength, hope, and love personified. I will never understand how you manage to love me and everyone else you know so well, but I do know that I wouldn't be here if not for how you've loved me. You've endured more pain in your life than what is fair, but you've never let that pain harden your heart, and for that, I'm eternally grateful. Thank you for our daily FaceTime calls, our Netflix dates, and most importantly, for being my best friend in the whole world. If I'm even half the mom you are one day, I know I'll have the luckiest kids in the world. To my extended family, I couldn't ask for a bigger or better support system than y'all. Every holiday, every celebration, and every big life event is made better by your presence. I love you all so deeply, and thank you for loving me right back. Distinguished members and guests, it is my honor to introduce to you my parents, Mac and LaSan Jonasson, and bestow upon them their honorary FFA American degree.
I'll be a heart mender, a prayer sender, a hoper and believer when it's all up in the air. A strong and steady shoulder, I'll be a secret holder anytime.
Lucas and Sam, growing up as your older brother has been a privilege, sometimes a pain, and an honor. My favorite memories as a kid are playing neighborhood football, wiffle ball, or basketball in the front yard with you two as we dominated Harper Gregory Daniel games. Although we might have fought sometimes as kids, thank you for always having my back now as adults, and always remember that I've got yours, because brothers don't tell on brothers. Pa and Gin and Poppy and Lulu, I have been blessed in this life with the best grandparents I could ever ask for. Thank you for all the sacrifices you've made and times you've pitched in to support and help raise my brothers and I. Mom, there is zero doubt in my mind that you are, have been, and always will be my biggest champion on earth in this life. Anytime I need anything at all, I know I can call on you and you will drop everything to help me. You have loved, supported, and encouraged my brothers and I as we have chased our goals, and no matter what they were, you were always the first to take us to practice, share with us a verse of encouragement, or make sure we had everything we needed to succeed. Thank you for being my biggest and loudest fan. Dad, from teaching me how to give a firm, proper handshake to never letting our family miss church on a Sunday, you've raised me by example to be a man of strong character. You were always there to help me with my math homework, read over my essays and speeches, and throw your shoulder out while pitching batting practice to me. If I ever made an error, whether it was on the baseball field or in real life, I'm grateful to have always had the best part-time coach and full-time dad there to help me through it. Thank you for letting me be the man of the house if you were ever gone, and for showing me how to be the man of my own house someday. National FFA, it is my honor to introduce you to my parents, Lance and Debbie Harper, and present them with their honorary American FFA degrees.
I'll be a heart mender, a prayer sender, a hoper and believer when it's all up in the air. A strong and steady shoulder, I'll be a secret holder anytime.
Nanny, Caleb, and extended family, thank you for remaining by my side through the best of times and worst of times. To me, family means loyalty, and I'm proud to have family members that live this out every day. Dad, you are the most loyal and selfless person I know, and my most favorite person in the world. I will never understand how you have the strength to shoulder burdens the likes of which many people will never understand, while being silly enough to talk in an Australian accent during our FaceTime calls. Even though you empowered me to be independent, seeing you at the airport waiting on me was one of the best feelings this year. No matter how old I get, I'll always be calling to ask you questions, wishing we were practicing archery in the backyard together, and content knowing I'll always be Daddy's little girl. Mama, I'm convinced heaven is a little brighter with you in it, because you were the strongest and most radiant person I've ever known. You walked with grace, spoke with decisiveness, listened on purpose, heard the good in everything, and saw people's potential. I miss absolutely everything about you. Your hugs, exuberant laugh, cooking, and lovingly making fun of Dad together. In the meantime, know you will never be forgotten. You live on in the hearts and minds of thousands of people who are made better by having Don Mathis in their lives. I know that because I'm at the top of the list. Love you to the moon and back, Mama. FFA members and guests, it is my honor to introduce to you my parents, Kent Mathis and the late Don Mathis, as I bestow upon them their honorary American FFA degrees.
I'll be a heart mender, a prayer sender, a hoper and believer when it's all up in the air. A strong and steady shoulder, I'll be a secret holder anytime, anything, anywhere. I'll be.
Growing up, I quickly knew how to treat a lady right, and that is because I had the three best examples to practice on. Katya, growing up with a role model like you was the best thing that could have ever happened to me. You have taught me to work hard, but never forget to treat people with the kindness on any quest. Thank you for not only being the best older sister, but also someone I will always look up to because of your heart. Not to mention, thank you for the world's cutest niece. Melanie, you are not only my little sister, but also someone I aspire to be like. You are brave and beautiful and are never afraid to speak up for what you believe in, even when others disagree. I'm excited to see where life takes you, and luckily for me, I get to experience the next 4 years alongside you. Go Bears! Mia, we are so lucky to have you in our lives because you are silly, beautiful, and so, so special. I'm so excited to be part of your life and see you wear the FFA jacket someday. I love you so much, my little angel. Mom, tú eres una madre que es fuerte, hermosa, y todo lo que ocupamos para ser feliz. Tú has creado a tres niños que aman, respetan y tratan su mejor para hacerte orgullosa. Los sacrificios que has hecho son algo que siempre voy a agradecer. Espero que estés orgullosa de los hijos que has creado y que estés orgullosa de tus esfuerzos. You always joke around saying that everyone knows you as David's mom, but I am so lucky and proud to walk around saying I am Carla's son. Thank you for giving us more than the stars. Te amo mucho. Thank you to these three beautiful ladies for instilling a love of people, faith, and always having my back no matter the circumstances. I am blessed to have grown up with my own set of cheerleaders. I love you all. FFA members and guests, it is my privilege to introduce to you my rock and roll model, my mother, Carla Larios, and bestow upon her her honorary FFA American degree.
I'll be a heart mender, a prayer sender, a hoper and believer when it's all up in the air. A strong and steady shoulder, I'll be a secret holder. Time, anything, anywhere, I'll be there.
Thank you for giving us a place to grow.
Thank you for being warm.
Thank you for encouraging us.
Thank you for the never-ending support.
Thank you for empowering us.
Thank you for loving us.
If you need a frown, turn to a grin.
Will all parents and guardians in the audience please stand to be recognized?